all of these opinions from people that have been coming down the line, whether it's Colin Cowherd picking the Chargers to win the division, whether it's this person saying the Chiefs have fallen off, or that person, or whomever it may be, one day during a Royals Day game, me and you need to sit down and go through the list and find all of these people who have said these things about the Chiefs. Well, the most recent person is Mark Schlereth. I would consider him friend of the show. He's been on the show multiple times. He's on Breakfast Ball with our dear friend Danny Parkins. I'm willing to consider Mark Schlereth to be friend of the show. Well, earlier today on The Breakfast Ball on FS1, be sure to check it out, he said this about the Chiefs.
I will say this, though. I think for the first time, and I'm a Bronco fan. You know,
of course you are.
I have the Denver in my blood. I think for the first time in a long time, I do a radio show in Denver. People feel like there was a time.
Like there's blood in the water?
Yeah, there was a time that Patrick Mahomes was the boogeyman, right? Like,
sure.
There's nothing we can do. But there feels like there's this league-wide sense that this is the first time in Kansas City, in his tenure at Kansas City, that they're vulnerable. Like that somebody else could
creep up and win this season.
Right, win this division. And we all picked it, I think, yesterday, right? I think you said the Chargers, I said the Chargers.
That wasn't that they would. It's like, who's most likely?
Most likely. Like, but before there was no most likely.
Right.
Kansas City's winning. It's most likely to come in second was the conversation we were having.
All right. I think there is a small shred of truth to what he is saying. But I think there's a very important lesson to be learned in all of this. The same way how the Chiefs, they did the same thing that a lot of teams do. The Chiefs didn't do anything special to go get Patrick Mahomes. They liked a quarterback in the draft. They identified who that quarterback was. They moved up and they drafted him. We've seen that happen a million times before. It just worked better for the Chiefs. The Chiefs drafted the right prospect with the right head coach, the right organization. They got all of those things to line up. And look, you created a dynasty. I certainly believe that there are teams out there that feel this way about the Chiefs. Hey, look at what happened at the Super Bowl. They're vulnerable. We can get those guys. If you're a real competitor and you see the Chiefs get drug around the way that they did for 60 minutes down in New Orleans, I think you're kidding yourself if you don't think that other teams feel this way about the Chiefs this offseason. You saw Mahomes bleed for the first time. It was like Rocky IV. He's a man. He bleeds. You saw it. I'm here telling you that you ain't the Eagles. That, yeah, if you're Denver and you think, well, hey, look what Philadelphia did, you ain't Philadelphia. You don't have their quarterback. You don't have their running back. You don't have their offensive line. You don't have their wide receivers. You don't have their defense. You, in fact, don't have any of the ingredients to do what they did to the Chiefs. You don't have any of those. So, yeah, some of those teams are going to feel that way. Hey, we think we can punch Kansas City in the mouth. Okay, you better have a lot more firepower, because what I have seen is maybe the Chiefs didn't get that one team on that one day. They done beat a lot of the rest of you up. A lot of the rest of you up. Hey, maybe Drake couldn't beat Kendrick Lamar in a battle. He will beat a lot of these other people in a battle. That's how it goes sometimes. So I just think that's a very dangerous message to give. Oh, the league doesn't fear. Okay. All right. Hey, if that's how you feel, good. Patrick Mahomes is what? 41-5 in the division? 31 and something? He's only lost 5 times. I know that much. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's been to 5 Super Bowls, won 3 of them, 2 MVPs. If you're telling me the league's not afraid of that guy anymore, okay. I can give you a bunch of reasons why you should still be very, very afraid of the Chiefs and afraid of what they can do. And if Kansas City is going to be healthy this year, knock on wood, you're going to give Mahomes an improved offensive line, a healthier run game. We believe to be a better wide receiver group if guys stay healthy this year. Still a capable defense. You're going to keep giving that guy those weapons, that resources, and that infrastructure around him. Maybe you're not afraid of the Chiefs anymore. That's a team that still wins 11 or 12 games. That's a team that's still in the conversation to win the Super Bowl. That's still a team that you're going to have to beat in January. And there have not been a whole lot of teams over the last half decade that have beaten the Chiefs in January or February.
I agree with you, but I think his point is this, and I think his point's kind of well taken. Maybe not the Broncos. But I'm betting there is a group of teams in the NFL who feel like they were one play away from beating the Chiefs last year. And they didn't make that one play. And then they felt like, oh, you just can't get over this Mahomes hump. And then they saw the Eagles not just beat the Chiefs, humiliate the Chiefs. That was a game where if you weren't in Kansas City, if you're watching the Super Bowl and you were a fan of football in, I don't know, Grand Rapids, you probably turned it off because that football game was over. It was over before your wings got cold. It was dead and gone. And I would imagine the how on a lot of the Chiefs' wins last year, because they were winning by, you know, the skin of their teeth, combined with that game, instilled a level of confidence in, again, not the middle tier of the NFL, but I'm betting if you went and put truth serum in the Bills, they feel more confident this year because, hey, the Eagles did that to them and we were 3 points down. Anyone can do that to them. I bet the Ravens feel the same way. I bet pick the Lions feel like they this year can do that to them. Pick a team. So I think Mark Schlereth is a bad vessel for this message because he says the Broncos, which are not in that caliber. But I think even people in Kansas City have to be aware that there's probably a level of confidence that exists across the league that didn't exist a couple years ago because of the drubbing they took in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that some of this is just kind of par for the course. I mean, you and I kind of said this at the very beginning of it, is you can't get beat the way the Chiefs did and then not think that people are going to come for you after that. I mean, this is just kind of, you didn't lose a 27-24 heartbreaking game. I mean, you weren't in it for the final 45 minutes of the game. It was 41-6 heading into the fourth quarter of the game. So some of this just comes with the, hey, it's a what have you done for me lately kind of league, and you have to constantly be proving it. And if your last game, one of the most watched games in the history of the NFL, is you getting taken out back and shemacked, you got to prove it to people all over again. It sounds weird to say, but I just wouldn't underestimate Kansas City. And some of the comments that I've heard so far this summer just sound like the league is underestimating Kansas City, which doesn't really make any sense to me because that's the same roster that won 15 of 16 regular season games last year.